It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, we got an email into our inbox over the weekend from one of our listeners who are not naming, and it'll be clear to you why we're not naming this person in a moment. Anyway, if you want to contact us about anything, you can email us allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com, which is exactly what this listener did. I want you to talk about an incident that happened to me last week. I own a small private bus company, please don't name it, and my company has been destroyed online by these so-called patriots, saying that I'm complicit in the invasion of Ireland. I was videoed without my consent by them on Friday. I was given a job to drop 15 asylum seekers to the IPAS centre in, now he actually named where it was, but I'm not going to identify where. And when I got there, there was protesters recording me and shouting abuse at me, saying I'm importing fake UGs. I'm well able to handle myself, but it was very intimidating. Now my company is being tarnished all over their Facebook pages. Can you highlight this? Because it's disgusting that I take a job and then this happens. Now, we know the name of this bus company. We know this man's name, but we're not naming his bus company or him.
Well, there's literally no need to, because I've seen one of the posts that that he's talking about. Mm-hmm. So you would not believe the comments that have been put online about this fellow's company. Now, again, just to put it into perspective, all he runs a very, from what I can see, it's a very small private bus hire company.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty small. I don't know how many is in the fleet, but it's a small run business, not in Dublin, by the way. And all he did, and he's not even sure of this. So just for the sake of clarity, people think that he literally picked these people up at the airport and dropped to an IPAS centre. That's not where he picked them up from. We don't want to say where he picked them up from, but he didn't pick them up from an airport. Okay, so they weren't arriving on a chartered plane. You know the way people, the far right, they always say they're being imported. They're not being imported. The government isn't sending out planes to Uganda and
to pick up people
and saying, here, fill up that plane and bring it back to us. We want loads of Ugandans here. That's not how it's happening. They're not being imported. They're arriving of their own volition.
But the bottom line is he was offered a job to transport people from A to B, basically.
Yeah.
And
these people happen to be asylum seekers who have not been processed yet, because the one thing that is certain is that he dropped them to an IPAS centre. And when he arrived at the IPAS centre, there were patriots who always seem to have lots of time off to be able to at
these
places.
They do, a lot of time off.
This happened, by the way, on a weekday in the middle of the day. But lo and behold, you had the citizen journalists and the patriots that were standing there videoing it. Treason! Treason! That's what they were shouting. Treacherous! Treacherous! Treason! And now they are trying to ruin this man's company, all because he took a job. Now, what is the alternative?
Turn down the job.
Do you think he should turn down the job?
No, I'm saying that is the alternative. Okay, I'm not in any way condoning what has happened. I've seen some of the Facebook posts about his company.
Oh, my God.
And they're horrific.
And
they really are.
As well, and I can say this because his company hasn't been named, and he won't mind me saying this. There were comments on one of the Facebook pages saying that he's involved in human trafficking. No, I'm sorry. Human trafficking, if you had half a brain, you would know that human trafficking is the transport of people from one country to another against their will. So there's no human trafficking coming on. Yes, these refugees may be fake refugees. They may be fake and they'll be sent home if that's the case. But I want someone to answer this question for me. Okay, what did he do wrong? It's a simple question. What did he do wrong? Because all I can see here is a man that took a job. Yeah.
Reading some of the comments, a lot of people are saying he should have turned down the job. He shouldn't.
Yeah, this is coming from people, by the way, who don't work a day in their life. So it's very easy for you to say to turn down work. Like sometimes, are you?
Or he has to. He should have expected to get some grief.
Expected to get some grief for what?
For transporting refugees.
But he didn't. So we had to explain this to someone on Facebook earlier on. That said, he was bringing them into the, importing them into the country. This particular man, yeah, did not drive to the Horn of Africa, pack his bus full of men,
and drive home.
And drive them home. That's not what he did. It was within Ireland. So he didn't. He's not complicit in the invasion. But I want to know. I want to know from somebody with half a brain what this man did wrong. Do you see some of the comments? Treason, 50 pieces of silver and all this. Like, would you ever fuck off? Seriously.
So that's the question. What did this man do wrong? We would love to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085 825 2626. That's 085 825 2626. Send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note right now, like Jess did.
Come on, lads. But why is he acting surprised? He's getting fucking backlash. He's doing something that a lot of people aren't agreeing with. He's essentially doing the government's dirty little work. And what? He's like, oh, poor me. You chose to take the job. You chose to do it. Sorry. Your choices have consequences, and your choice went against the majority of what people think. You absolute fucking idiot. You deserve all the abuse you're getting. I'm sorry, you do. Couldn't just stick to school runs or something like that. No, yeah, just import the fucking... Oh, don't get me started. No, he deserves all the backlash he's getting, and the company. They're fucking lowlifes. Absolute fucking lowlifes for doing that. Literally just doing the government's grubby little work. Well, all I can say is I hope you got a fucking good payout for it, you fucking traitor.
Just referring back to Jess's message, you're annoyed over that.
Oh my God, Jess, who do you think you are? Seriously. And let me, and it's an awful pity you can't come on, Jess, because I would have ripped you apart. First of all, the man's doing a day's work and actually getting paid for it. Would you rather he was sitting on his arse on the dole all day? Secondly, Jess, and you've said this regularly on the podcast, you used to work for McDonald's. Are you trying to tell me, hypothetically, that when you were working for McDonald's, if your manager said, will you box up 50 Big Macs there, I want to send them over to the iPass Centre, you would refuse to do that? You would, like, fuck. Like, do you not get, do you find that disgusting?
Her language is disgusting.
No, but you would swear that this man was after killing somebody. He literally ferried, what is it, 15 people?
Yep.
On a bus.
From A to B.
From A to B. And had he not have done it, they would have been ferried somewhere else. Your point actually makes no sense.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Not too bad.
Well, Martin, what do you want to say on this? This guy is being absolutely ripped asunder on social media for transporting refugees, 15 of them, from A to B last week.
Well, I just want to say first and foremost, right, that I don't agree with the amount of refugees coming into this country.
Okay.
And I don't agree with all these iPass centres and that, but I just think that what they've done on that bus driver, in my opinion, was wrong. For two reasons, mainly. Number one, regardless of whether they brought them in the bus, somebody else would have bringing them in the bus.
And that is exactly the point, because they would have been transported one way or the other.
You see people like sticking a camera in their face and putting up this and that about them online and all this. Like, but you don't know nothing about that person's personal circumstance. Like, you don't know why they're doing that. Like, maybe they're down to their last couple of bob, and maybe it is what it is. Like, they're working, they're doing their job. It don't matter whether they do it or somebody else does it. You might not agree with it.
Okay, this guy's company has been, and I've seen a number of the posts about his company, and it's absolutely disgraceful. People calling for his small company to be boycotted. Someone else calling for a picket outside his offices. Ridiculous stuff. But should he not have expected that sort of backlash?
Well, personally speaking, myself, I wouldn't have done it out of principle. I wouldn't have.
Oh, you wouldn't have done the job?
No, I wouldn't have done it. That's just personally speaking on principle. But at the same time, if somebody else does it, well, that's their business. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, supposing then if we, because there's clearly a lot of hatred towards immigrants into this country. And by the way, I agree with you. I think we do have an immigration problem. I think we're letting too many in. But that's besides the point. That's not what this is about. But should a doctor
you're saying it's not what this is about. This is the perception from the people protesting against this guy's bus company is he's part of the problem. In other words, he's facilitating transportation of refugees.
Let me all ask you the question then. If a refugee in an IPAS centre, say City West, say an asylum seeker in City West, yeah, falls down and breaks his leg on the stairs in City West, yeah, and the ambulance is called to pick him up, should they be then shamed as well? Is that where we're at? Is it literally turned into 1930s Germany, where anybody who even tried to help the Jews was like absolutely shunned? Is an ambulance driver to be shamed if they pick up an asylum seeker?
That's a very good question. That is a very good question.
Well, is there an answer to it?
You're dead right. You're dead right. Like, with all these people there outside these places waving the flag, like, it's something better there if they got no job for themselves.
So, but in the same breath, Martin, you're saying you wouldn't, if you were that bus company, you would have turned down that job. You wouldn't have taken that job.
Personally speaking, I would have. Out of principle.
Okay, why? Principle, what's the principle? Why?
Because I don't agree with all these unvetted refugees coming over. I don't agree with it. Like, they're not all criminals, yeah, but there's a large swell of them that are criminals. We know nothing about these people. Absolutely nothing. And that's why the people are getting frustrated. I get the people's frustration, but you're venting it in the wrong way. Like, that bus driver is just doing their job. Whether they bring him in the bus or someone else brings him in the bus, they're still coming in the bus. No matter what, they're coming in the bus.
Okay, but in the same breath, though, you're saying you would turn down the job on principle?
Personally speaking.
Okay.
Yes.
So are you implying that this man should have really turned down the job?
No, what that man does is none of my business. Best of luck to him. Let him do what he wants. It's nothing got to do with me.
I mean, at the end of the day, this bus driver, and it's a small fleet of buses, you know, he has to put food on the table. He has kids to feed as well.
I was only on Facebook there last week or the week before. I'm a painter and decorator, and I went on to one of these pages for painters and decorators, and there was a painter that was after doing an IPAS centre, and the next thing they stuck up pictures of him and his girlfriend and everything. The pastor is all over Facebook, like, dogging his name over. You don't know about that man's circumstances.
No, these people are unhinged. They're actually unhinged. As I said, we all have an issue with illegals in the country. We all have a problem with open borders, yeah? But these people are literally lunatics, unhinged, trying to ruin people's reputations and family. Are you saying his partner... So because this painter took a job at an IPAS centre, was it?
Yeah, he was obviously after getting the contract in the IPAS centre.
So because he got a contract...
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, no.
In principle, I wouldn't do it.
Well, I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't...
He's doing the job, so what?
I would do it because I wouldn't want to be shamed. But the fact that he included even his partner on social media, they're unhinged. Absolutely unhinged.
Stay there for a second, Martin. Let me bring in Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lads?
Now, Sean, you actually did turn down a job in an IPAS centre. What sort of work?
I transport to do school runs in the morning. I put in a tender, and when I got accepted for the tender, I realised that the four kids I was picking up were from an IPAS centre, and I refused it. And it was good money a week. It was over €800 a week. But I don't want to take part in any of this shit that's going on in Ireland. And that's what bus drivers are, and painters are all. They're all getting the money, but they're helping to this, what's going to cause that's happening in Ireland at the minute.
So, okay, you got offered a job transporting four children, yeah?
Yes.
And when you found out that these children were being transported from an IPAS centre, I'm assuming to school or whatever, was it?
They're going to a school, from an IPAS centre to a school, yes.
Okay, and you turned down that job. You would not transport children from A to B because they were from an IPAS centre.
100%.
Taking it out on children.
It's not taking it out on the children, but hold on, our own government, our own kids have to walk in to and from school. And the government are coming in and paying for these kids to be transported to and from school. But did that ever happen to us when we were kids? No.
And is that your problem?
My problem is that they're in the country and I don't want to take part in transporting them to an IPAS centre to school. And the likes of, and if I was seen and my picture was put up on Facebook and all, I wouldn't like that for my family. And this is the problem. People are selling their souls to do these jobs for money, like the painter. That painter should be plastered all over Facebook as well.
No, that's ridiculous. It's not ridiculous, Jeremy.
The hotel owners, they should be plastered all over Facebook as well. These are helping to this. If there wasn't people picking these kids up or painting their houses, they wouldn't be able to go and live in the places.
Okay, first of all, some of those hotels that are taking in asylum seekers don't have anybody else in them, and they never have. They've been sitting there idle for a long time. But secondly, to suggest that someone who
Jeremy, they've been idle for a long time, right? But yet, these come over to this country. There's over 16,000 homeless Irish people on the streets. Why can't they be put into them hotels and fed three times a day and get the doctor support that these immigrations are getting? Why can't they do that to our own people?
But the fact that you want to show...
I'm not going to help this cause by dropping kids. Even though I'm losing out on €800 a week paid into my hand, I still would not do it.
So kids...
And people that do it are backstabbing bastards.
No, they're kids we're talking about here, Sean. Kids.
It doesn't make a difference. The parents, they're here. They shouldn't be in this country. We haven't got... If they want to come into the country, come into the country, that's great. But go through the same process as everyone else.
Okay, the bottom line is, Martin, you turning down that job is one thing, but somebody's doing that. Somebody is transporting those kids.
And whoever's doing it is going to be named and shamed. And that's what the Irish people need to do. People are doing all these stupid jobs for iPad centres and hotels and all. Should be named and shamed because they're helping to the cause of what's going on in Ireland at the minute.
You all said it
a minute ago that we're all aware of the immigration numbers are way over order. But how is it going to stop if people don't stand up to it?
But you're making out, Sean, you're making out that these people are like the guards in Auschwitz, that they're all complicit in this thing, and, you know, that they're evil, evil people. These people need to take work. You don't know that particular fellow, that painter and decorator, and this bus driver. You don't know how.
I'm sure there's other work outside. They're taking a handy few, Bob, because a lot of people don't want to do them jobs, but they're just thinking, oh, they're giving me double the money for doing this job because it's an iPad centre. I'll do it. And the people that do it should be named and shamed. And that's my opinion.
Okay, so this bus driver who transferred 15 asylum seekers from A to B last week and is now being ripped asunder on social media.
Well, that bus driver is very lucky that they're only plastering him all over Facebook, because if I knew the bus driver, I'd say go to his house and name and shame him and put him his phone.
Would you calm down there, Rambo? I'd go to his house and all that. You'd go to a person's house for...
They should be protesting outside these people's house that are helping the cause. Yes, and I'm not Rambo. I just have a fucking... I'm standing up for ours. I'm not Rambo either, smart arse.
Okay, do me a favour, Sean, stay there for a second.
Of
course I do.
Ridiculous.
Outrageous, yeah. Martin has been in touch with us.
Afternoon, lads. I agree that this person should be called out, this coach company should be called out. They are complicit in what's going on. I've seen it happen before. It's not the first bus company to have it done to him, by the way. But it's amazing how, when there's a pound note involved, people will forget about their morals. Like, and Jeremy there banging on again about far right this and far right that. Jeremy, shut your fucking mouth about far right. You haven't a fucking clue. Not a clue about far right. The far, far away far right. But yeah, you shouldn't be selling your morals for a pound note. That's the way I look at it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Listen, none of us want anything that's going on to keep going on, okay? All the asylum seekers, all of this, we don't want them coming into the country. But what if that man was sitting at six kids trying to support them? And this is all he had to do. This was a job offer. All of those idiots coming on going, oh, I wouldn't do it. Oh.
Well, you've already heard Sean saying he actually did turn down a job transferring kids from an iPad centre to a school and back every day, £800 a week, and he turned it down.
So what? So is Lidl, is Dunn's, is Tesco's, are all of them meant to close down? Should close down the whole country. Close down the whole country. Because the asylum seekers that come in, they go to shops, they go to pubs, they go, are we meant to shut everything down?
Yeah. Sean, do you want to respond to that?
Why should we boycott if they're going in to do a bit of shopping? They're giving money to an Irish family that owns the business, probably.
But But aren't they giving money to a man to drive them?
I wouldn't want that money. I think
No, contradict yourself there, Sean. Contradict yourself. They're going into Tesco's to spend money or into a local shop to spend money. And
nine times out of ten, they all go in. Hold on a minute. They don't go to Tesco's. They go to their own Halloween shop.
Sean. No, you're contradicting yourself. So
I'm not contradicting myself.
Yes, you are. If a man is getting paid to bring them, isn't that the same as them going into a local shop?
No.
You're full of shit.
You're full of shit.
Okay, well, then let me ask you then, Sean. If you owned a shop, just an ordinary newsagent shop, and asylum seekers come in to buy something off you, would you throw them back out? Would you say no?
Well, I probably couldn't because I'd be probably brought to court for
there
doing
you
that.
Oh, you see? Yeah.
Why would I want to go to court, you looper?
What happened last week
when a hotel owner came out and said the government offered them sick money to take on 40 iPad center people? Now, what my problem here is we have 16,000 homeless on the streets in Ireland. 4,500 of them are kids. Will you tell me, why aren't the government offering all these hotel owners mad money, 150 quid a day, to put our own people into
they
it?
Have
you
been.
Have, we got married.
There are homeless.
Hostels full of junkies. There's no hotels in Ireland that Irish people are full up when they're under homeless. Not a hope in hell. Wherever
there
you're getting your information, you're wrong.
There are homeless people in hotels. Are you going to let me finish, Sean?
There's no Irish families in hotels.
There is Irish families staying in hotels, you absolute twat.
Well, you name the hotel, because there's no hotel that are holding Irish families in them. They're not called hotels. They're called B&Bs and shit like that.
Hang on, Sean. There are Irish families living in hotels the length and breadth
across
of the country.
Is there the same amount of bypass centres?
We're not. You keep changing because you get caught out.
The bottom line is, Angela, Sean is saying, firstly, that I would refuse
the money.
Yeah, he actually did turn down a job that involves transporting kids from an iPad centre to a school. So
what are you doing? You're sitting at home on your backside.
If I was sitting at home, I wouldn't be here. I'm actually in full-time employment and I have another job on the slide. Because that's the way this country's gone now. We have to work two jobs to make a living for our own family and the choice to buy a house.
Total hypocrite. So you're working, you're getting cash in hand as well.
Who said I'm getting cash in hand?
You said you have another job on the sly.
I have two, and I'm paying taxes on both jobs, my love.
I'm paying taxes on two jobs.
I said on the slide. Instead of me, I have full-time employment for a very big company, and I do a bit of taxiing as well, and that's where I was offered the opportunity to drop kids to and from school, and I refused it for 800 quid a week.
I'll go to the local Tesco and get you a packet of biscuits because they're serving everyone.
Angela, what do you make of people like Sean here who, if he knew the name of this bus company, would hold a protest outside his office or his house, that this guy, this bus driver, should have known the consequences?
I hope he'd be locked up.
This is a man
trying to support his family with any means. And so he picked up 15 people in A and dropped them to B. And you're saying name and shame them. And you're saying that this country has taken money from our own. You'd be doing that, wouldn't you?
How would I be doing that?
You're standing outside his house saying that he can't do a job.
And he's right. We have to name and shame these people because they're only helping to the cause of the iPad centre that we're in.
More contradicting that the government aren't helping our own, yet you want to go and name and shame and give a man's name out.
Can you tell me, how are the government helping our own when we have high numbers of homeless on the streets, but yet we took in 40, probably 50,000 iPad centre people with Ukraine?
We took them all in
and helped. housed them. We've housed them before our own. Are you stupid? Wake up and smell the coffee.
How are they in houses?
You must live down the sticks. You must be from the country because you're not from the city where we witness this every day. You look at Talbot Street the other day, murder going on.
Okay, Angela, I want to read a message that's just come in to us from a listener called Vicky. And she said, have a listen to this. She said, my partner turned down a job for retrieving drugs from a drain on behalf of the Gardaí. There was no chance I would let him take that job and be threatened afterwards. It's a no-brainer for the bus company. Either he knew what he was taking on, so he has to face the consequences. He's fueling the situation going on in this country, and unfortunately he took that chance, which isn't worth it. So in other words, she's saying it's a no-brainer, he just shouldn't have taken the work.
So she's comparing going and picking up drugs and being threatened by drug dealers to a guy driving a bus.
No, she's saying that you know there can be different reasons for turning down a job, and this is one of them. He should have turned down the job.
Why? Why should he turn down a job? Because it's 15 asylum seekers or 15 refugees. Like, for God's sake, guys, if he doesn't do it, somebody else will do it. I'll give you an example, right? I won't name the shop, but there was a certain shop that I used to go into. And big money used to be spent in this shop, right? And one day, a local gang lad came in and spent a load of money in the shop, right? For stuff for his car and everything. And the wife of the owner said, what are you doing serving him? And he said, why not? They go to Dunn's, they go to Tesco's, they go into menswear, they get their hair cut.
And Sean, let me ask you a question, because you seem to be, and fair play to you, stick up for what you believe in. Sean, in the area you live in, if there was a drug dealer living down the road dealing drugs to kids in the area, would you knock on his door and put his photograph up on Facebook?
Yes,
you would.
We've done it in our local area before. We ran out 3 or 4 drug dealers.
So you'd stand outside the drug dealer, no, on your own. I'm talking about on your own, because you're a one-man army. Would you stand outside his house on your own?
Well, why would I go down to a drug dealer on my own now? Come on, use your head, Jeremy.
I'm just
that's
asking.
Like saying, would you walk out, like last week in Blanche, would you walk out to 15 blacks and fight them?
Well, no, because I have a... No.
Exactly, there you go. So don't be asking silly questions.
So for somebody listening to us right now, Sean, who has offered any sort of a job or a contract, be it a painting decorator, a bus
expect
driver...
to be plastered all over Facebook, because I can tell you now, people will find out. There's a lot of Irish people out there looking for all these. You look at Ashbourne, the hotel up there, the family up there, from Glasnevin, who sold their souls and put the hotel in Ashbourne into it, a big iPad centre. And 2 weeks ago now, the whole family were brought to the attention of the media, and the family are now shitting themselves. And they're right to do, because they've turned Ashbourne into an iPad centre for a few $100 million. That's the problem with the Irish people now. They're selling their souls under our own people, and it's not fair.
And you believe that it is justified to rip these people, these companies, these individuals, rip them asunder on social media? You think that is fair game?
Name and shame them, 100%, yes.
So then you agree with all...
Because every other side, the likes of RT or everything else is not going to do it, so people have to deal with themselves now and let people be aware of what's going on in that town.
Okay, so 100%. If you agree with boycotting, which you seem to do, then it should be across the board. So would you boycott, say, for argument's sake, because a lot of people are boycotting Zara, the clothes shop now at the moment, because they opened a store in Israel. Would you boycott companies that are associated with Israel?
No, because what happens over in Israel, I don't give a fuck.
No, but hang on. No, you agree with boycotting. That's what you said. And shaming companies that are involved in things that are a bit underhanded. And what I'm saying to you is, a lot of people are boycotting Zara at the moment, and McDonald's, and any companies that have any connection with Israel, because it's complicit in genocide. So,
well, sure, look at it. The other banks are sending bonds over to buy these. Like, come on, so what do you do? It's happening everywhere. The Irish government are selling bonds to Israel to do what's going on in Gaza.
Do you believe in cancel culture, or do you not believe in cancel culture?
I don't believe in it, no.
But literally, you want this plasterer cancelled, you want this bus driver cancelled.
The reason I want this done is because of the take. If you're taking a normal Joe Soap, I wouldn't care. But they're taking people from iPad sensor where they shouldn't be allowed. That's why. That's the big deal. That's the big problem we have in Ireland.
Okay, what about, and I remember seeing it on the news at the time, Larry Murphy. When Larry Murphy was released from prison, he got into a taxi and a taxi driver, I remember because it was on the news, a taxi driver dropped Larry Murphy to wherever he was going. Should that taxi driver be shamed as well?
Yeah, taking a paedophile like that in his car, yes.
Well, he wasn't a paedophile. He wasn't done for that. He was done for rape. So he should be cancelled. I'm glad to hear you saying that.
Yeah, anyone that does sound like that. As I said, these are making this out. This is working out because it's the iPad centres and the people that are doing it on. Like, as I said, I grew up and I never once was offered to get a lift from the state, paid by the state to get me to and from school. I used to have to get two buses and walk for a half an hour But nowadays, everyone in an iPad centre gets transported to and from school.
Stay there for a second. I've been asked to play this message for you, Sean, from Emma. Have a listen to this.
Sorry, is Sean actually fucking slow? He's making no sense. Like, most of people that work in, like, Tesco, Dunnes, places like that are Irish, right? So they're going in to work, and someone from a refugee comes in and does their shop. So that person at the till is not meant to serve them. And then he said, but sure, that supermarket could be owned by an Irish family. But that bus driver has an Irish family. You're making absolute no fucking sense. We're in the middle of a living crisis at the moment. That chap could have been seriously fucking struggling for money. And this could have got him out of a huge hole with a bill, got him a weekly shop, anything. And now he's being named and shamed. Nobody agrees with what's going on in the country at the moment with the refugees and etc. and all that and our own homeless and stuff. But Jesus Christ, have some compassion. We don't know this bus driver's circumstances. People need money. Everything's gone so fucking expensive. So Sean, get your fucking shit together, you absolute tick cunt.
Do you want to respond to that, Sean?
Yeah, she's a fucking keyboard warrior hunker on the phone. Listen, this Irish person could go out and pick up, he could do a bingo run for the Irish old women at night time. There's other ways of making money, but what they want to do is make it easy money, go to these iPad centres and get double the money for it. That's all it is. This man is not living on his axles, because if he has a small bus company, you know how much it costs to own one of them buses. So if he has a few of them on the road, he's not short of money.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Marion. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Marion?
I'm grand, thank you.
Now, Marion, what did you want to say on this? This guy who runs a small bus company is being absolutely ripped asunder on social media for transporting 15 asylum seekers from A to B last week.
First of all, let's start at the beginning. These people should not be here in the first place. Under the Lisbon Treaty, we were exempt from taking these people in. Our government volunteered and advertised for them. The big replacement of the Irish people is well underway. And this person and any other person that takes a job like this is complicit in that. And we are being replaced right in front of your eyes. It's got to the stage now where it says, spot the Irish person. Now, I have nothing against anybody coming into the country and willing to work lawfully, but not these people, these freebies that are put ahead of our own people. So by each person in each industry contributing to this situation, it's going to get worse and worse. Ireland is not safe anymore. Not safe.
And it's not safe because of what?
It's not safe by all of these unvetted migrants that we have in the country. I have nothing against foreigners coming into the country. We need to do a job of work or whatever and be fairly paid for it, blah, 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 and what have you. But they shouldn't be here in the first place.
So what is your attitude then towards somebody like this bus driver taking that job last week and then getting ripped apart for it?
First of all, everybody has to earn a living. Leaving that all aside, there are other ways to earn money. And, you know, he could...
Well, no, his job is driving a bus. Okay.
Yeah.
His job is transporting passengers from A to B. So you're saying there are other ways to make money? No, that's what he does. That's his gig. He transports people.
Sometimes you have to think outside of the box when you're put in a situation. Well,
What do you work at yourself?
I am not working. I'm retired.
Okay.
I'm an older woman, and I'm speaking on behalf of my grandchildren, whose future I'm desperately worried about.
Do they want you to call the show?
Sorry?
Do did they, you said you're speaking on their behalf, did they want you to phone in with those opinions?
No. But this is off, totally off my own bat.
No, but
they're
have
well
they,
aware
no,
of my opinions and they back me up.
Oh, okay.
Back me up, 100%.
So if you were a hairdresser, for argument's sake, and you were asked to go into an IPAS centre and cut, you know, 100 refugees or asylum seekers' hair, would you refuse to do that?
I wouldn't do it, no. I'd find other ways. We all have different talents that we can utilise.
So you're saying one string
to your bow.
Okay, so you want this bus driver, and this is his career, his business, his family business. You want him basically to pack it in because he's partaken in, and I'll quote you, he's partaken in the great replacement.
Look, it's not a witch hunt for one person.
Well, it is. The man's been literally trolled
for,
within an inch
of
his life.
For one person, there's plenty more like him that supply food and transportation and have worked on the buildings and the whole lot. That should never have happened. But here's where we are. And are you okay with a full replacement of the Irish people?
I don't even understand what that statement means. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I don't.
We're being replaced. Look around you. You believe we're being replaced. Well, look around
me.
What do you mean, look around me?
Look around. What have you noticed?
What's to notice?
There's plenty to notice if you open your eyes.
What should I be seeing?
I think Myron's trying to say, there's more.
I'm not going to tell you what you should be seeing. What are you seeing?
What are you seeing when you open your eyes in the morning, Marion? What are you seeing?
I don't see too many Irish people about.
What? Jeez, I bump into them everywhere.
You can laugh all you want. I don't care. I really don't care.
So there's no Irish people left?
I tell it as it is. And if you don't like it, that's too bad.
Oh, no.
I don't care either way.
No, you're...
But I fully support what that man said.
So yes. You fully support people putting this man's photograph, his bus company, up on Facebook and ripping them apart?
Hold on a second there now. I'm not saying that that was necessary to do that. The issue here is... by each person doing that, they're working against their own people.
But it's not a battle. What are you talking about working against their own people? It's not a fight. It's not them versus us. This is a man just trying to make a living, is it not?
I know it's a man trying to make a living. I know it's people have more than just one talent.
But what you're saying to him is he should pack in his career, pack in his, sell the business and then just draw the dole. You'd be moaning about that as well if he was drawing the dole.
I'm not saying that either.
Well, you
find
are.
Find an alternative.
Why should he have to?
Think outside the box.
No, think outside the box, my arse. His job is to drive a bus and you're telling him don't drive a bus because it doesn't suit your agenda.
I don't have an agenda.
Well, you do have an agenda. You think we're all being replaced.
I have an opinion. There's a difference. The government has an agenda. I have an opinion.
What's the government's agenda?
To replace us.
You work that one out. I'm not going to put words in your mouth.
Why would, if you go down that road, why would the Irish government want to replace their own voters with foreign nationals who probably won't vote for them? Why would Micheál Martin want... why would he want Irish people replaced? No, answer the question. Don't laugh. Answer the question.
Well, if I have to explain that to you...
Well, no, I know you do.
Yeah, you do, but you actually do, because I haven't a clue.
So I want to know why the government wants to replace Irish people with Africans. Just in one sentence, if you, why when Micheál Martin gets together with Simon Harrison, they have their little meetings. Why do they go? We need to get rid of Irish people and get them replaced with Africans.
First of all, they're globalists. They're puppets of their globalist masters, following orders. That's number one.
You're going to start mentioning Soros now, and it's always
I'm not getting into that.
Bloody Bill Gates.
But again, Marion, if you can answer the question, please. Why? What's in it for the government to replace the Irish population with foreigners?
To collapse the economy.
So they want to collapse the economy, yeah? They want another recession.
Yeah,
where the country
so they can bring us bring in certain measures that they have in mind.
What are those measures?
Well, you need to read up on that.
But where do I read up on it? Tell me where to... No, stop laughing.
Sorry, this is actually... I'm not meaning to be disrespectful, but you're talking utter shit.
I'm not laughing at you, am I?
You're talking utter rubbish.
That's your opinion. You're talking utter rubbish is my opinion.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to line two. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. So from that fucking mad woman who's just saying a bunch of absolute nonsense. Well, she is really uneducated.
Hang on, whoa, there's no need to be...
Go back to sleep.
Yeah, there's no
go
need
to... sleep.
There's no need to be insulting.
You'll all wake up when it's too late.
There's no need to be insulting to Marion. I'm defending you, by the way. There's no need to be insulting towards Marion. She didn't call any names.
Can you let me actually speak, jeez? I'd like to say something, please.
Sorry?
Go on.
She was saying this great replacement crap. Those are far right lines. That's the same thing that Breivik in Norway, who did that terror attack, the mass shooting, he was saying that great replacement crap. Oh, they're going to replace us, bring these foreigners in. How's what that shooter in New Zealand, who did the mosque shootings in Christchurch? He was saying this great replacement crap as well. That is just a far right nonsense conspiracy that they perpetuate.
It's a fact. To get other people
to be racist like they are. You are just spouting their propaganda, Marion. You're just saying the same crap.
Keep screaming.
You're on your ignorance. Stop shouting, Anthony. I'm not shouting. I'm talking with passion.
Okay, right, Anthony. Let me come back to the point of this conversation, and that is the bus company that is being trolled online for transporting asylum seekers from A to B on a job last week, and he's been literally ripped asunder online. What do you say to that man? What do you say to the people ripping him asunder online?
It is absolutely horrifying how these neo-Nazis, these domestic terrorists, these so-called Irish patriots are acting. They are fascists trying to bully and intimidate innocent people. And you had that clown, Sean, who was on saying they should go outside the guy's house and protest. If they were outside the guy's house, how long before one of those racists got a petrol bomb and threw it into the house to burn the place up and try and kill someone? Because that would happen. That's all these racist Nazis want, is to do violence and hurt people. A few years ago, a man from Croatia was beaten to death by racists because he wasn't speaking English. Did people forget about that? I didn't forget about it. And the racial attacks that have been happening, like to that innocent child in Waterford, to what happened to that taxi driver in Ballymun, what happened to that man in Teller who got beat up twice. These damn racists are just horrible,
okay, so,
scumbags.
Okay, so what,
and if it were not to me, the guard would beat them all into submission. They'd beat them all into the ground.
Oh, right, okay.
Make sure they're not going to get back up.
Well, that's a great replacement. Replace all the patriots.
But Anthony, the majority opinion, I have to say, on this conversation...
What's the majority saying?
The majority are saying that this guy shouldn't have taken this job to transfer asylum seekers from A to B in his bus. He should have turned it down, just like... you heard Sean saying he already turned down a job that was involving kids of asylum seekers. So what do you say to that majority opinion?
So do they want this man to not take any work, to have his employees out of a job, and they end up having to be on the door for a bit till they find new work and we have more unemployment? And I want to say something else. Sean kept saying, what about the homeless? I am sick and tired of people talking about helping the homeless. The homeless crisis has been going on for over a decade. All these people who keep saying, help the homeless, what the fuck have they done to help the homeless? Not a damn thing like that. They're all bark and no bite. And people like Sean who hate on the government, I bet he didn't even vote in the election we had in November. So a lot of people didn't even go out and bloody vote. So all these people who hate on the Irish government, who just keep hating on them, if they don't go out and vote, they have no right to complain.
I don't know whether Sean voted or not. It's perhaps irrelevant, but...
Well, a lot of people didn't vote in the election. That is a fact. A lot of people didn't vote.
But when it comes to somebody like Marion, who's on the line here, who believes that nobody should be taking work or taking jobs...
Well, let me ask Marion the question. Let me to nail it down here. Marion, do you believe that bus driver, an Irish bus driver... and I know he's Irish because I know by his name. Do you believe that by him dropping 15 asylum seekers to an IPAS centre, do you believe that's an act of treachery, treason? He's a traitor.
Yeah.
He is a traitor to who? To Ireland?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Did you ask a question?
People like Marion, they're the ones who are the traitors.
Well, how's Marion a traitor?
people like her who are just racist, who keep saying that people like this driver, who were just doing a job, this person who was doing a job.
People should not be here in the first place.
So you want us to send back refugees who are fleeing war and genocide back to die? You want us to do that, do you? How dare you say that?
We have not.
Horrific.
They tore up their papers and they're here illegally. Our government
should be helping. We
have no
duty
under the Lisbon Treaty. End of.
We signed the Lisbon Treaty.
Get your facts straight, woman. Get your facts straight. Go read. Go read. For yourself.
Would you shut up and let me actually speak? Shut up and let me speak. Jesus.
Go read.
These racists are just ruined. I am educated. You're the one who's educated. All these racists who hate on the government, they are uneducated idiots who love scumbags like McGregor and horrible people like Trump.
I don't think Marion will be a fan of Trump. Marion?
No. Calm down.
I mean,
woman.
Other people
Calm
who
down.
Are. I am Carmen. I'm a man, right?
Calm
right.
down. Stop the
I
rolling.
Don't. Need to calm down. I am calm.
Jeez, I wouldn't like to hear you angry then, Anthony.
No, neither would I. Anthony.
Well, that's why I wasn't angry. I'd be coughing like a sailor, but that's not going to happen, thankfully.
Okay, so, like I said, the majority opinion is that this guy should have turned down that job. He wouldn't go out of business for turning down one job, and he should have. And people shouldn't be taking any jobs that involve bypass centres or asylum seekers. What do you say to those people who believe that?
I just turned down work. And you have people here saying, I don't sound Irish. I am Irish. I was born in Dublin in the 80s. I was born in Dublin. I am Irish. Horrified that some people are just thinking, I'm not even Irish and I was bloody born here.
Okay, sorry, stay there for a second because, Sean, you want to get back in there on what Anthony is saying here.
I'd like to know what type of drugs Anthony's on. What's up with his voice?
That's just the way he speaks.
I don't take any drugs, right? That's how I talk, right? People have their own ways of talking that's unique to them. This is how I talk.
Right. And what show are you on today?
Money Opinions Matter show. And you, Sean, with your comments
so
were just horrible.
Don't be screaming down at that woman because she's telling you the truth and you don't like the truth.
She was saying the same crap that terrorists like Breivik was saying, who did that terror attack in Norway, who killed dozens of innocent people, who were saying the same great replacement crap that she was saying.
What about the young girl, Ashley Morby, that was killed by a foreigner? What about that?
And what about the what about the Croatian man who got beaten to death by two racists and you turn off speaking English?
I'm worried about my own country and I want to fight for my own country. I don't care what's going on in Croatia. Don't care what's going on in Gaza. Do not care what's going on in Russia. It's about oil.
You don't care about what's happening in Ukraine where they're being bombed and being... We are not being overrun. That's a lie by the damn racists. I swear to God, if I ran this country, the racists would be in... Yeah.
You said that the way with the Irish people or the Irish government want to bring in all these people and well, we are being outnumbered in our own country. And you made a comment, and I'm going to ask you a question. When Ireland and when Ukraine went into a war, we took in 40,000 of them. Within 3 weeks, we gave them the right to vote in this country. Now, do you think that's right?
They didn't get into a war, Sean. Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia started the war. Ukraine was defending themselves. Russia started it. Should Ukraine have just rolled over and let Russia invade? No. They fought on and they should keep fighting.
Yeah, go on. I'm asking Jeremy a question. He said that Irish people, that we are being outnumbered here. And you're saying, why would the government allow the blacks to come in and let them vote?
Yes, I did ask that question. Well, I didn't say the black. I wouldn't say the blacks. You can't refer to people as the blacks.
But regardless of what you said, what did you think happened when the Ukrainians all invaded Ireland, when we took in so many thousands? After 3 weeks of them being in this country, a couple of months before the election, the government gave them the power to vote.
They did.
Now, I ask you a simple question. Do you think people that are only living in this country 3 months should have the right to vote?
No, but I would be very... I don't have the stats to handle. I'd be very surprised if Ukrainians went out in any big numbers
they
to
were,
vote.
I'm sorry. Sean, I need to... They were allowed to vote in local elections, in council elections.
They're only here 3 weeks. How can some that's only in the country 3 weeks be allowed to vote on any type of election? That's like me moving to Australia tomorrow, and I should be able to dictate my vote in Australia after being there 3 weeks. That's crazy. They done that for a reason, and the reason they done that is because they knew they weren't going to get voted back in, so we put 40,000 Ukrainians that they knew would vote for us because, oh, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael took us into this country. We're going to vote
and
for
hear
them.
That, that's Trump bollocks there. Do you honestly think the average Ukrainian knows about Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin policies? Would you stop? Come on.
Well, why did
seriously.
Why did they give them the right to vote then? Why did the Irish government give people that right?
Again, sorry, Martin, again, over, I just want to stress.
When the war is over, they're meant to go back home, but yet they won't, and they'd be entitled to vote here all for everything.
Again, Sean, again, they're entitled to vote in local elections, not in the general election.
Not
in our presidential election.
You're not allowed to vote in any election if you're only in the country 3 weeks. You should be here for at least 10 years before you can vote.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in a few more calls on this. And
I don't agree with a lot of what Sean says, but I love his passion. I love anybody that's that passionate.
No, so do I. Jonathan has been in touch.
Good afternoon, boys. I'm sorry I won't be able to come on. But no, the issue itself. Look, Jeremy, the state is paying that man to transport these people all around the country in the bypass centres. The people on the bus aren't paying for it. So yes, the state is facilitating. It's human trafficking is what it is. By the way, I agree with the man being abused. No, not personally being abused. But these companies have to be called out. They're making money hand over fist, running these people all over this country. But Jeremy's looking boys shining through again, huh? Where do all the papers and firewood people get their money to get time off work? But you never ask that question about the ones on the left. Is that because the left is paid by the state? We are funding this. We shouldn't be funding it. We don't want to be funding it. It has to come to an end. See, what's happening to the man is a bit unkind, shall we say, but not unreasonable. You shouldn't be taking part in this because it is human trafficking, is what this is.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Philly, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Philly?
How's things? How are you?
Good, not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
No, just look at it. You should have looked at the bigger picture instead of just taking a job, and like there's plenty of other work to be doing without bringing them around, you know what I mean?
Okay, but he took a job. I mean, that's his gig. He transports people from A to B. Took a job, and now he's been ripped apart for it.
Yeah, well, he has to look at the bigger picture, you know, carrying them around. No way. I wouldn't do it. I bust myself, and I wouldn't carry them. Not a chance.
Oh, you've buses yourself?
I do, yeah.
And have you ever been offered any work?
Yeah, and I refused it straight away.
Okay, so you've turned down work, which is your bread and butter, if it involved any asylum seekers.
Exactly, yeah.
Was that
half of the things are not being highlighted on what's going on. Like, I was up in Dublin there Tuesday night, kept picking up a busload of a young girls out for a night out. And I picked them up outside McDonald's on O'Connor Street. And they had the door open. I said, look, don't come out of McDonald's till I'm outside the door. I was outside, I rang them, and they come out. And they were waiting for three or four more girls to get out of McDonald's to come on the bus. And within 3 minutes, there was about five of them around the bus, trying to get on the bus to get on with the girls. I said, get the boat, not a chance.
And when you say three of them, who are them?
Foreigners.
Foreigners.
And can I ask you a question, and I hope you'll answer honestly. Did you not take the job because you're against illegal immigration, or did you not take the job out of fear of being videoed by, as I said, these Patriot lads?
No, I have no problem at all, but I will not carry asylum people for iPass centre. Not a chance.
And the guy that we're talking about, the bus driver who has been ripped apart online, do you think it serves him right?
Yeah, he shouldn't have took the job. Simple. Shouldn't have took it. There's plenty of other work out there. CIE are crying out for buses every day of the week. There's plenty of work out there. You don't have to do that. Simple. Every time I do disco work, I do a lot of disco work and that on the weekends. And every time I go near Dublin on the weekends, young ones are getting hassled by them, left, right and centre. I was doing a coach job last week into Dublin as well, up the McGowan's Driftwer, and I came in along the quays, and there was three girls going across the road in front of me at the traffic light just before the Halfpenny Bridge, and these creeps behind them grabbing their arses. Like, hello. Not a chance.
Irish lads don't carry on like that, do they not?
No, not like that. Creeps. Not a chance.
Okay, so this guy who took this job, what's your message to him? He's listening to this podcast right now.
He shouldn't have took the job, and that was it. Simple. Think of the bigger picture. I have a young girl, and I would be petrified to let my girl go up into Dublin on the weekend. It's gone to hell, sort of, with all these hanging around the street, drooling over young ones. Walking okay, up and down the street.
All right,
not a chance.
I want to read a message that's just come in and I want to get your response to this, okay? And it says, I work for a bus company and we work for a local youth service and on occasions they've booked for the kids in the iPass Centre to be brought somewhere for the day. We don't know who we are collecting that day and nor should we have to ask. We are there to do a job to transport people and we don't get paid any differently regardless of who or what nationality they are. No bus company should have to listen to the carry-on on that company in the past week. What do you say to that?
Well, each to their own. If they want to do it, let them do it. But in my personal opinion, I would never do it. Never, ever, ever do it.
And if you do take work like this, we've heard of plasterers who've been targeted online, you believe that it serves them right, basically, if they end up being ripped apart online?
Yeah. Should look at the bigger picture. Bigger picture.
But the man's literally...
What I see going on every weekend, what I see going on in Dublin every weekend, no way would I do it. Not a chance. Not a chance.
But the man's livelihood is literally being destroyed.
Well, he shouldn't have took the job. Simple. So he shouldn't have took it.
So, okay, for argument's sake, do you have a problem with the Conor McGregor's legal team that defended Conor McGregor in the sexual assault case? Do you think they should be cancelled?
I wouldn't care about Conor McGregor.
No, I wouldn't
say over the phone what I think of Conor McGregor either.
If we're going to have morals about all this, a legal team defended Conor McGregor in his sexual assault case against, or Nikita Ann's sexual assault case against him. And he had which I don't even know who his solicitors are. The names were kept out of news. How do you feel about that? Because what I'm saying is, lots of people do jobs that isn't a popular job to do. Certainly defending Conor McGregor in a sexual assault case wouldn't have been a popular gig to take. Would you have as much disdain for the barristers that stood up in court?
I would have no time for them either.
But that's good to know. That's good to know. You're a man of morals.
No time for that either.
Okay, so anybody...
But all I see is what I go on and I'm doing buses nearly 30 years.
You've said this repeatedly. For anybody who is offered work involving asylum seekers, you're saying turn the work down, don't take the job.
Exactly.
Get other work.
Exactly.
All right, stay there for a second. I want to just squeeze in one final call, I think, on line one, and that is Darren. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
How are you, Adrian? What's Craig?
Good, Darren. What did you want to say on this? Should, as that last caller, Philly, said, should people who are bus drivers or tradespeople or whatever, who are offered work involving people in iPass centres, should they turn that work down?
I would say, yeah.
Why?
Well, actually, I wanted to speak to Anto there, but he's gone, is he?
He's gone, yeah.
Unless these companies are absolutely struggling, like everyone knows, like if you ask the refugees, they're going to be targeted for abuse, and it's not worth it.
But do you think it's acceptable to target somebody like this small little bus company and rip them asunder on social media? Do you think that's fair game?
The man knew before doing it that was potentially going to happen. So I don't really have any sympathy for him, to be honest.
I don't know if he knew that he was going to get that sort of backlash, but...
Of course he is. Is he living under a rock, is he?
Okay, so you think getting that sort of grief is warranted, is justified?
I didn't say it was justified. I'm just saying you have to expect it. And all these pages with all these patriots, these stupid pages on Facebook, patriots around all this shite, that's just lads with no jobs that haven't got a clue what's going on in the country properly. So I wouldn't be taking any heed of people on Facebook tarnishing his name of his company.
Okay, do you believe that people who are offered work in iPass centres should turn that work down?
If they love their country, they should, yeah. And if they want to see this illegal immigration maybe stop it, but it probably won't, then they should. Because if the government has no one to do the work for, then they can't go anywhere. But there'll always be someone to accept the work. There always will be someone to accept it, no matter what.
Okay, but if you love your country, you should not be taking work involving asylum seekers or IPAS centres. That's what you're saying.
Basically, yeah. And if it's in Dublin, there's a good chance that your buses will be targeted, basically.
Let me ask you the question that I put earlier on, Darren. If an ambulance picks up an asylum seeker that happened to fall down the stairs and break his leg, and that ambulance drops that asylum seeker to James's hospital, should that ambulance driver be targeted also?
That's a bit different. It's life or death.
No, nobody dies from a broken leg.
You don't know what the ambulance is going to the person for.
No, but it's a broken leg. That's all it is. Just a broken leg.
No, that's a bit different, though, in fairness.
No, but should that ambulance driver be cancelled?
Jeremy, it's the same with companies.
It's a yes-no. It's a yes-no question. Just answer the question. Should an ambulance driver be targeted?
Or should he refuse to go and pick up somebody if he knows they're in an IPAS centre?
No, he shouldn't refuse, because it's completely different.
All right.
It's completely different.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed for your call. Thank you, all of you, for your calls. A lively conversation.
Well, I'm exhausted.
And by the way, people are trying to tag that company, trying to...
Where?
On Facebook. We had to block them, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I can see that.
Yeah. So
relentless.
Seriously, leave it out. This guy is just trying to earn a living. He probably won't take any work involving an IPAS centre in the future because of the grief he's after getting this time round. And as you could hear from the majority opinion today, is that you should not take work if it involves an IPAS centre or transporting asylum seekers from A to B. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Before we go, have you followed us on our WhatsApp channel yet? Our WhatsApp channel was set up so that we can keep in touch with you about everything and anything going on the Opinions Matter podcast. So we'll send you one or at maximum two messages a day with links to the latest episodes of the podcast. If you want to be in our WhatsApp group, all you have to do is send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Just say the words, add me, and then you'll get a link back by reply, which will be a link to our WhatsApp channel, and you just follow us there. Thank you very much indeed for listening to Opinions Matter. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next episode. Please hit subscribe or follow or click on the little bell icon on Spotify. Catch you on the next one.